Father Bob Warren of the Franciscan Friars of the Atonement. Thank you for listening to this rebroadcast of the Ave Maria Hour radio show. The Friars' popular Ave Maria Hour was first brought to the radio airwaves in 1939, recorded in New York City and on the Mountainside grounds at Graymore, a home in Garrison, New York. These timeless classic stories of the Bible and the lives of the saints came to life each week through dramatic reenactment by professional actors and actresses. You know, friends, Christ once said, "Do not hide your treasure under a bushel." In saying this, he meant share your gifts, share your talents. The Friars of the Atonement feel the message in these broadcasts remains as powerful and timely as when they were originally aired, and we are so happy to be able to share them with you today. To learn more about the missions and ministries of the Friars of the Atonement, I invite you to visit our website, www.atonementfriars.org. In the meantime, sit back and enjoy this rebroadcast of the Ave Maria Hour.
The young Saint Eulalia. Just let me tell you about it my own way. Let me tell you about Eulalia. Sometimes I ask myself, if I had never gone to buy the gift, if my uncle had never heard her name, he might... Well, just let me tell you in my own way how it happened.
Now you listen to me, Alexis. You knew some little shop where you could find the most unusual ceramic bowl in all of Spain. Well, where is it?
I found it.
Did you tell the shopkeeper it was for the governor?
Uncle
Dacian... Did you tell the shopkeeper it would be used at an official ceremony?
Certainly, and she seemed...
She? A woman?
Not a woman, a girl. Eulalia is a young girl.
Oh, Eulalia. You'd met her before?
Never. I had only seen her from a distance.
And you needed an excuse to go to the shop.
Why should I need an excuse?
Because no officer in the Roman army wanders about the shops at the river's edge. Especially when he's the governor's nephew. Anyone would think that.
Anyone would think the ceramic bowl is of great importance.
It is. That's precisely what it is. Oh, you know as well as I do, your Aunt Leonia hates public appearances. Oh, she irritates me so. But she'll agree to attend this ceremony for the Roman gods if she can offer her incense in a vessel that will be greatly admired. Something rare, something for a special occasion.
What's so special about it?
Oh, don't irritate me, Alexis. The edict is irritating enough.
You never mentioned an edict.
The ceremony has been ordered by Maximian and Diocletian.
What for?
To root out the biggest problem the Roman Empire has to face. The Christians.
Oh, that's ridiculous.
Oh, you think so?
Well, there aren't enough Christians to create a problem.
Not here, not in Spain. But in Rome, it's a different story.
Well, you've never had any trouble with Christians.
And I never will. I enjoy life in Spain. I have a beautiful villa here in Mérida. A pleasant circle of friends. I have no problems. And I don't intend to have any.
But the Christians in Rome...
This are... is not Rome. This is Spain. Now, we'll declare a holiday. Free wine, music, dancing. And at the end of the day, everyone will be asked to toss a bit of incense to the Roman gods. All very casual.
But the Christians
will... Don't irritate me, Alexis. The people will be drunk with wine the next morning. They won't even remember what happened. And I can report to the emperor we're just one big happy family.
Uncle Dacian, have you ever known a Christian?
Hmm? Oh, possibly.
How could you tell?
He ate fish.
We all eat fish.
Well, not in the same way. For some reason, fish seems very important to Christians. Oh, Alexis, you have the most irritating habit of changing the conversation. Now, what about the ceramic bowl?
Well, I tried to tell you, it's broken.
Broken?
Shattered into fragments.
Oh, most regrettable. Slipped through your fingers?
Not exactly. I'll find another.
Is there another in that shop? What's the name?
What name?
The name of the shop.
Oh, they didn't have another, but I'll find something else for you.
I'll see that you do. What was the name of that girl?
I've forgotten.
Well, I haven't.
Well, if your memory's so excellent, why do you ask?
Because she arouses my interest. You've never been able to find a girl who pleased you. In all these years, you've never married. But this girl is able to lure you to a shop down at the river.
You're making a mountain out of a molehill.
Some molehills become mountains.
But why did he come to our shop, Eulalia?
Mother, I've told you. He wanted a ceramic bowl.
A Roman soldier?
It was to be a gift.
Oh, I should never have left you alone in the shop.
Why are you so suspicious of Alexis?
Alexis? He told you his name?
Of course.
And you told him yours?
Why not, Mother?
Because... Oh, Eulalia. Your grandfather received a letter from Rome today.
The first in more than a year. Quickly.
I can tell you in one horrible word. Persecution.
There have been persecutions before.
We are living in a modern age. This isn't the time of Peter and Paul. This is the year 304.
There will always be martyrs.
It's all very well to talk about martyrs when the persecution is across the sea in Rome. But if it comes here, I've no desire to be a martyr. I'm just a plain heart.
So were the saints.
And I'll never be a saint. And neither will you. Eulalia, the young officer, was he pleased with his purchase?
He didn't buy the bowl.
Why not?
I couldn't sell it.
Why not?
He is the nephew of Dacian.
The governor's nephew?
And the bowl was to be used in a ceremony for the Roman gods. I couldn't be a part of that.
But no one asked you to be a part of it.
Mother, if I sold the bowl for that purpose, I'd be part of the ceremony.
Oh, you foolish girl. What excuse did you give?
I deliberately let it drop on the stone floor.
The most valuable ceramic in our shop? You broke it?
What doth it profit a man to gain the world?
Oh, don't quote the Gospels to me. We're in business. That bow would have brought an excellent price. Oh, you little fool. A Roman soldier. They're so clever. He must have suspected at once. Oh, he's probably given your name to the governor. Dacian must have a list of suspects. We'll have to move the shop to another location. I'll speak to your grandfather. We'll have to move.
Mother, please.
I can't help it. I'm so worried. You don't know what's going on in Rome.
I'm not a child. Tell me.
Dreadful things. A young girl, a wealthy girl, too. Daughter of a well-known Roman. Her name was Agnes. The prefect of Rome tortured and disgraced her. Young girls like you, martyrs.
They must love our Lord very much.
Oh, we all love our Lord, but to be tortured...
Mother, please stop worrying.
It will happen in Spain. You'll see.
Not next week, anyway. There's going to be a fiesta.
Why? What occasion?
I suppose the governor likes to keep everyone happy. He's declared a holiday.
We'll lose a day's profits at the shop.
But we can enjoy the day. It's only 2 weeks before Christmas. I'd like to gather flowers for the altar.
Another girl would be thinking of a new dress for the fiesta. And I'm going to see that you have one.
Mother, please.
You are 15 years old. Do you want to be an old maid?
Let's not go over this again. I don't want to marry a pagan.
Yes, well, if a persecution begins, you might find it very convenient to be married to a pagan.
Mother!
Your father is dead. You'll do as I say, Eulalia.
Yes, Mother.
Now, dry your eyes. Your grandfather's coming up the road.
Yes, Mother. When there's time, may I take the boat up to the cove to pick flowers for the altar?
If that's your idea of enjoying your free time. Oh, Eulalia, be careful. There's no way of knowing what may happen next.
Eulalia?
Who's that?
Alexis. I'm over here. I'll bring my boat closer to yours.
What are you doing here, Alexis?
I followed you.
All the way up here to the cove? Why?
To talk to you.
But I'm in the shop every day. Why can't you come there?
But there are always customers.
But if you want to talk about ceramics, that's the place to come.
I have something more important to talk about. You're the loveliest girl that I've ever known, Elaine. Oh, I've embarrassed you, haven't I? I didn't mean to. I only came because I want to tell you about the holiday.
The fiesta?
Well, it's not really a fiesta. It's a snare. A trap for Christians.
But why do you tell me all this?
I just thought you might be.
A Christian?
Yes.
I am a Christian, Alexis.
I wondered.
Because of the broken bowl?
Bowl? No. No, the name of your shop.
Pisces? Oh, of course. Our trademark, the fish.
Now, Eulalia, tomorrow everyone will be asked to offer incense to the gods. Just do it quickly. Don't call attention to yourself.
As easy as that.
That's all. You won't have to say a word.
There are many ways to deny God. Alexis, if you only
knew... Oh, I know my uncle. Well, he'll be absolutely furious if anyone upsets the ceremony tomorrow.
Thank you for telling me, Alexis. I must give warning.
To whom?
The Christian community.
How many?
Over 100.
You can't warn 100 people.
Others will help me.
Think of the risk. Think of yourself.
I must think of others. I must help them.
You were helping someone the first time I saw you. I was riding over the bridge. My driver knocked down a small cart. When I looked back, you were helping the old woman replace her vegetables in the cart. I never forgot. I never forgot you.
Alexis.
Oh, you're so different from every other girl I've known. And I've met plenty of them. Spain, Gaul... Even the barbarians on the Danube River. There's something about you. Kind of goodness. Eulalia, don't risk my uncle's anger. Offer the incense. It'll only take a minute.
And in that minute, God gives all strength. Especially my mother.
Oh, you could hide your mother.
Where?
I'll think of a way.
And my grandfather. I can't think of him suffering in any way.
Oh, let's get back to town quickly.
I'm grateful to you, Alexis.
Elaine, I love you. I love you very much.
How do you know this isn't a trick?
Because I trust him. Did you
have to admit you're a Christian?
Why should I conceal my faith?
Because one's religion is a personal matter. One doesn't have to shout it from the housetops. You weren't thinking of me or your poor, aged grandfather.
I was thinking of both of you. That's the plan, for you to hide until the holiday is over. Alexis says there'll be so much confusion, you'll never be missed. Oh, let him tell you, he's waiting outside.
Outside this house?
He came home with me.
He must be very fond of you.
Mother, there's so little time.
Oh, of all days. Oh, if only I'd known a young man was coming. Oh, dear. Straighten that chair, and perhaps I should put fruit on the table. And let's see, perhaps I should...
Mother, he's risking his own life in trying to help you. By tomorrow night, every Christian will be identified.
I understand, my dear. We're exactly like lepers. Anyone known to consort with us will be subject to penalties of the law.
Will you please let him talk to you?
It is not necessary for you to look as if wolves were on your trail. A woman is much more attractive when she appears calm and poised. Now, where is the young man?
In the garden. Alexis! Mother, I should like you to meet Alexis.
How do you do, young man?
How are you?
My daughter tells me you were interested in a ceramic bowl.
Mother, there's very little time.
Oh? Well, I thought we were going to have a little chat.
Well, please, may we talk about the plans?
Oh, I do like to depend on a man for advice. You think we should go away?
Well, if you're forced to admit...
Young man, I don't intend to admit anything.
Mother.
But I've no objection to a little holiday away from town if Eulalia accompanies me.
My place is here.
And your grandfather? That poor, dear old man. He'll never leave this house unless you do, my dear.
Eulalia, isn't it your duty to go with him?
I suppose.
Of course it is. Now, we'll send to the shop for your grandfather. And, dear, I want you to go on an errand for me. And while Eulalia is gone, I should like a word with you, Alexis.
I don't hear anyone following.
I should hope not.
Not soldiers. I mean grandfather.
Oh, don't worry about him.
You're sure you sent the message?
Eulalia, you simply don't trust people to carry out plans.
It's so important for grandfather, that's all.
Well, let's concentrate on getting to the summer cottage. Very ingenious of Alexis. No one would ever think of checking summer homes. And by tomorrow, it'll be over.
Mother, when you sent to the shop for grandfather...
My dear, you are most persistent. I told you I forgot he wasn't at the shop. Now, you heard Alexis say it was not advisable for us to travel together. We simply couldn't wait for grandfather.
And yet, Alexis is...
Yes, I know. A very nice young man.
Yes. Yes, he is.
Roman army officers aren't usually so gallant.
He's very kind.
And obviously devoted to you. Now, when...
Mother, if you don't mind, I'd like to say my prayers.
Now? Whatever for?
For all those who may be tempted to offer incense at that ceremony.
Oh, what's a bit of incense?
To the Roman gods. Why, it would be like trampling on a cross.
Now, don't exaggerate, dear. Oh, isn't that the driveway?
I see it. I wish grandfather's wagon would come along. Here, let me help you down, Mother.
Oh, yes. Thank you. Oh, a very uncomfortable ride. Well, I suppose...
Oh, wait. Listen. I thought I heard grandfather's wagon.
Will you please stop talking about your grandfather? Now, come along.
I wonder if we could hide someone else here.
We're not running an inn.
But grandfather...
I forbid you to mention his name again.
But when we see him...
You won't see him.
Why not?
He was arrested.
Where?
In the shop. He was so eager to tell everyone why they shouldn't have any part in the ceremony. But you don't suppose Dacian wants any troublemakers around, do you?
Did Alexis know?
Not until it was too late for him to help.
You deceived me. You and Alexis.
For your own good. I told Alexis you wouldn't come without your grandfather.
You stay here, Mother. You'll be safe. I'm going back.
To Merida?
To the ceremony.
For what reason?
Some of them will be tempted to offer the incense.
What can you do? You're only a young girl.
With God's help, even a young girl can work miracles.
Little fool.
God keep you, Mother.
Then you come back here. You foolish girl. Oh, you fool.
Let me through. Please. Please let me through.
Guard, what's the trouble there?
Alexis!
What are you doing here? Come inside the guardhouse with me. In here. Eulalia, why did you come here? Don't you care about your life?
I care about my soul.
Oh, don't speak in riddles.
It's all very simple. Alexis, you say you love me.
I do, with all my heart.
But as great as your love is, Christ our Lord loves each of us far more.
Oh, this is no time to talk to me about your God.
It's the only time I have. So little time to tell you of the one true God, Alexis. He came to earth and sacrificed his life to prove his love.
You believe that? A God came to earth and lived?
Holy places are marked. Where he was born, where he died, where his followers died. Like Peter in Rome.
How could Christian places be marked in Rome?
The knowledge is handed down, generation after generation. Walk 3 steps east from this point. 5 steps north beyond that point, and so on. From priest to people, from father to son, we have kept the knowledge. But even more important, Alexis, we've kept the teaching of Christ. His lessons have been taught for 3 centuries, lessons of love.
And because of his teaching, you are as you are.
And because of his love, I can't turn my back on him now.
If you defy the governor, the law of the Roman Empire...
I have obeyed the laws all my life. But the law can't force me to change my religious belief.
You'd die for it?
For his love, yes. And I'll pray that you will learn to believe in his love. Through his love, you'll find the dove of peace. Now let me go.
Eulalia, please.
Let me go. Let me go. Listen to me. Christian, hear me.
Who is that woman?
Hear me, Christian. Don't touch the incense.
Bring her here. Bring her to me. Silence. I want silence. Why, you're only a girl. What do you mean by upsetting the decorum of this ceremony?
There are Christians here today, sir. They must not offer incense to the Roman gods.
By your order?
By God's commandment. Thou shalt not adore any graven image.
Which god said that?
The one true God.
We have many gods in the Roman Empire. My advice, young woman, is to keep on the right side of all of them.
Sir, if you would let me explain...
I'll let you act as a fine, inspiring example to the others. Now offer your incense and proceed to the festivities.
I can't offer the incense, sir.
Now, see here. Now, I've no intention of letting you interfere with our pleasant holiday.
It's because of what I believe, sir.
Oh, in our youth, we're inclined to believe some strange things. I remember my own youth, some fantastic notions I had. Now, see here, child. Just toss a bit of incense before this magnificent little statue of our god and run along. Well, are you ready? Now, don't irritate me. Offer the incense.
I can't. Nor can any Christian.
Well, perhaps the others don't agree with you.
I'll make certain the temptation is put out of their way.
Eulalia! Don't break
it! Stop! Eulalia! You're the girl who...
Don't hurt her!
I'll do what I please with her.
I won't allow you to...
Guards! Hold him back! Hold him back! You, irritating girl. You couldn't allow us to have a peaceful ceremony. Well, I'll make an example of you. Tie her to that column, quickly. Ready? Guards, light the torches. Set fire to her clothing.
Eulalia.
Look. What's that? What's that bird?
It's a dove.
Dove? Flew from her mouth?
A dove of peace. There is one true God. I believe.
The executioners fled, and suddenly from the heavens snow fell upon the ground. It covered Eulalia like a blanket and sheltered her until the Christians buried her body. She gave her life for them. She gave her life for me. And with the water of the melted snow, I was baptized. Eulalia, pray for us all that we may love our Lord God so much. In the city of Mérida, in Spain today, stands the ancient Roman bridge over the Guadiana River, where Alexis first saw Eulalia. The temple of Mars in which he died is now a church. And in all of Spain, but especially in Mérida, in Oviedo, and in Barcelona, the young Saint Eulalia has been honored since the 4th century when she gave her life as testimony of her love of God.